And but we do have a special event coming up Monday night, and that it is going to be at the Off Broad Street Theater. But it's not an Off Broad Street show; it's a special show, and the name of it is "The History of Popular Music in One Easy Lesson, According to Tom Orr." And we have Tom with us this morning. Let's see if we have him with us. Hi, Tom. Are you with me?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Very good.
Good. And you've got company with you?
Yes. I think Charlie Leader is there, too.
Okay. Charlie, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Both of you. You guys are crazy. I'm laughing. I haven't even seen the show. Okay. Who came up with this cockamamie idea?
I guess I'm the one to blame. I've been performing at cabarets just to practice up on music that I was using for auditions and such. People said I ought to have my own shows that everyone's doing now, their own cabaret. And I just couldn't see standing there and singing 10 ballads in a row. I want something a little more exciting. So I came up with a big concept and it's been a lot of work, let me tell you. And Charlie Stillon, he's one of our musical directors. We have several. And it's a huge undertaking, let me tell you. I have like 12 guests and a buffet, and it's going to be quite the event.
It's good. It sounds like a really great evening, though. It sounds like a lot of fun. You're going to do this. Why did you pick Off Broad Street?
Because I guess you would say it's sort of my home theater. I've done a lot of actors there too, but I think I've done more shows at Off Broad Street than any other theater.
Right. Yeah, I've seen you up there several times.
Also, it's a great atmosphere for this kind of show with the table, and the waiters. It's what we wanted for it.
Yeah, it is a real cabaret setting. And, where people sit at tables and they can, they don't have to be, it's not like you have to be so silent that you're, like in a regular theater, you don't have to go dead. You can laugh out loud and you can, relax and everything. And, but where did this concept of the history of popular music,
I wanted something that would tell its story, and I wanted something that would show off all different kinds of music. I think that people don't realize that some people think that the popular music started in the 50s or something. we wanted to show the whole panorama of the 20th century in one evening, if that's possible.
Well, you might have to get more evenings sometime later, but I noticed that you're starting off with Stephen Foster or something like that?
Yes, well, many people would consider Stephen Foster the father of popular music.
Yes.
The guy who tried to make a living writing songs for the general populace rather than, composing for classical music or
the... And it gives me a great opportunity to play a little bit of the banjo, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know you were a banjo player.
I play the banjo and that's another great thing about the concept. It gives such a wide spectrum of music, and such a wide sensibility to the whole thing.
Right.
You can cover so much in so little time. And also, Off Broad Street is a place where virtually all of the people in the cast have worked. So we have a kind of an affinity not only for the theater, but also for each other, too.
Right, and I know I did not bring the list with me, but I know you have a long list of performers that are going to help you out, and they're from all kinds of backgrounds. Here we've got the great diva Sharon Alexander. She's going to be in there, right? And there's nobody better. There's no one better than Sharon Alexander.
She has been on the Off Broad Street stage for about 10 years.
Right.
Looking forward to having her back.
And I've seen her at the Walnut Street Theater, and other places. And she's the Bristol Riverside. She does an astounding thing with a song, and she sings it. she's just fabulous. And then who are some of the other people that you're going to have there?
Well, we have Pam Jorgensen, Susan Fowler, Amy Robidoux, who does a lot of cabarets in the area.
Right. And she just did a cabaret over at Actors Net, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
Danny Tucci, who's one of the great dance choreographers in the area. And I have to mention my associate producer, who's been a big help in preparing the show, and that's Jennifer DeSama. She's making her area debut. She's never performed in this area. She's from up near New York.
Oh. Did she just move down here? Or?
No. She's thinking of moving down here, but she's performed in that area and in New York City, but uh-huh. That's the first thing in this area.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you mentioned her name, because I saw it written down, and I thought, how do you pronounce that? And what do they do? They don't have enough vowels in that country? Or what?
That's a nice sound.
DeSama, but there's no vowel in there, right? It's DeSama. You have to say it real fast.
And I also should mention my good friend Steve Lobis, who we have a special surprise prepared at the end of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve is sneaky.
He's a
very sneaky actor, yeah. What is he going to do? He's not doing a number in drag or anything, is he?
No, actually, I'll let it out just on your show.
There's only 16 people listening.
Steve and I will be doing the Blues Brothers.
Oh, great, great, great. That's perfect. That's perfect. Great.
Well, we think so.
Yeah. I still, you know, I read your, I read all the information on your website and everything about this show, and I thought, huh? How did they do this? What are they thinking?
Well, let me tell you, I've been preparing this for almost a year. I haven't done a show in over a year. Well, actually, I did one in February, but I haven't been very active over the last year. So just preparing this thing, it's been quite the undertaking.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I've written a couple of cabaret shows. I know what it's like.
And if anybody could do it, Tom could do it.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. But, yeah, I have to tell the audience that, yeah, first of all, Tom is he's an imposing figure. What are you, 6'4"?
6'4", yeah.
6'4", yeah. Just a little guy. With a very big baritone voice. We're just hearing a soft version of it on the air today, right?
So,
and so when he gets on stage, you definitely watch him, Emily, you listen. And Charlie, you're more of a, what is your voice, baritone or?
Well, I do a little bit of everything. I have sung some baritone parts, I've sung some tenor parts. It basically, I'll be singing a lot of tenor and a little bit of baritone in this show.
Okay.
But we'll be doing a little bit of, I'll be doing a little bit of Woody Guthrie stuff as part of the show.
Oh, because you're playing. You're actually playing banjo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'll be playing the guitar and singing.
Oh, great.
And I'll actually accompany Tom on I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, a Hank Williams tune.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's great.
Well.
Great
song. So we've been practicing that up. It gives me the opportunity to give the theater audience a little taste of something that they wouldn't expect from me. I haven't done a lot of guitar work in the theater. I've been a musician, and people from the clubs know me, but not a lot of people from the theaters know me in that capacity.
No, I didn't know at all. I was
Now he's my man Friday.
Oh, it sounds great. Well, it sounds like you have really attracted a whole bunch of really great people to be with you on this, and I guess you need them if you're going to go from Stephen Foster to Hank Williams and all.
and even further.
Well, I'll tell you, I met Tom in August of 1990 at Off Broad Street Theater in a production of Lucky Stiff. And
oh yes.
And this was years ago. Man, I'll tell you, I was just so impressed with him. From the very, very first song, the very first note on the first song, he has that ability to deliver a song in a very relaxed manner, you know, and it's right out there, you know.
He's a
great performer.
Yeah.
And the opportunity to rally behind him and have a project like this is very, very new and different and exciting, you know?
Well, now the only thing is, Tom has been talking about, this is a show that he would, you know, maybe like to book places, right?
Well, we do have an arrangement with a local producer already who will be helping out with some of our visual presentations we'll be using during the show. Sheldon Zeth and KNZ Productions, and this show will come back in some sort of form, maybe not with so many guests.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It would be so hard to do if you're trying to book, keep all this, it's almost a dozen people as I counted, to keep them all, on tap to do this show. I'm sure they'd love to do it, to continue doing it, but they're all such bookable people that they'll be in shows. There's Vicky.
Well, so that's why we think this is a special event that you shouldn't miss. This Monday.
No, absolutely. Okay, tell me the details. It's Monday night, and it starts a little earlier than regular, right? It's about 6:30?
Yes, the actual show starts at 8 o'clock, but we'll be having a buffet starting at 7, and it's Bring Your Own BYOB. And we will have a pre-show entertainment. Charlie will be helping to warm up the audience.
So they're going to entertain you before they entertain you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be doing a couple of regional bands, things like that.
Oh, great. Well, now, what's in this buffet? People will want to know. Food, right?
Well, there's no facilities that offer entry for hot food, but it's a lovely cold buffet.
Okay, cold buffet. And you can bring your own wine? You can bring your own wine.
Bring your own wine, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. And so we're going to have food, we're going to have our own wine.
We're going to have dessert.
And dessert. Uh-huh. That's the key at Off Broad Street.
Yeah,
the hallmark of Off Broad.
Yeah, because they know dessert. As I say, it's the only place you go where they give you cake. And then you're going to sit down, you're going to have a little entertainment, you're going to have Charlie Leader walking around with his mandolin and guitar and ukulele and whatever, and then you're going to have the show itself, where everybody sits at tables.
Yes, everyone sits at tables, and we have a six-piece band with the...
Oh my goodness, yeah.
New arrangements for some of the songs written just for the show.
And the band, this is the band Make Me Crazy?
Call Me Crazy.
I'm sorry. Call Me Crazy.
Mr. Talameo is the director. He's done the media theater and Montgomery.
Yeah.
And he's tremendous.
Great.
He's
going to have a band. No dancing, right?
Oh, there's no dance.
Not on this one.
Okay. And then you're going to have the show itself, and are there two acts to it, or is it all now this whole schmear, I got to ask this, how much is this going to cost me?
Well, it's $40 that includes everything.
45?
40 even.
$40, you get some food, you get cake, and you get Charlie Reader and guitar, and you get the show. With 12 performers, folks. I think that's pretty good.
And the history of music.
The entire history of pop music in one easy lesson, according to Tom Orr. And if they want to come to this, they need to call you, right? The number.
They can call 609-510-7784.
Okay, 609-510-7784.
Or they can just go to my website, which is actor.com.
Okay.
actor.com.
Right, actor with two R's. .com. Go and see the show. It sounds like a lot of fun. I think you're a brave man, both of you. I wish you lots of luck with it. I hope I can get there. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. And that sounds like a lot of fun to do. And remember, there's nothing to do on Monday night anyway. So go on up to Off Broad Street on Monday night. For $40, you get food, you get entertainment. And let me tell you, if Sharon Alexander and Pam Jorgensen and Vicky Charnick are there, you're going to have a great time. Because besides Tom, they're terrific performers. That's it for today. Remember to get out and to support your friends and neighbors who do live theater. And tell them wherever you go. Anita.